ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program Bridge. We are looking at the supplications of Al-Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn Zainul Abidin Salamullah alayhi, found in the book As-Sahifat al-Sajjadiyah, supplication number 8, verse number 1. And we are talking about the second vice that the Imam seeks refuge in Allah in, which is anger. We spoke so many times about what causes anger, because in order for us to fix anything, we need to know where is it coming from, what is making us angry, in order for us to fix it. Because we said anger itself is a moral vice that leads to so many sins. And we also said it could be good if it's used correctly in the right places, just to keep that in mind as well. Among the things that causes us to get angry, in fact, is the love for this world and greed. Greed and love for this world does amazing things to a person in terms of his morality, the destruction and the corruption of his morality. When a person is imprisoned to the materialistic world and he chains himself or herself in the chains of materialistic matter, then all the vices comes along. So حب الدنيا itself, Amir al-Mu'mineen says, رأس كل خطية, the love of this world is the head of every single sin. And we sin is only because we love this world too much. We have too much greed. We want to own and have so many things. And that leads us to us, you know, committing all sorts of sins, including anger itself. Isa alayhi salam, he says, or as we call him, Jesus Christ, as he's been called by the Christians, he says when he talks about anger itself, and he says, وَشُدَّةِ الْحُرْسِ عَلَى فُضُولِ الْمَالِ وَالْجَهِ, a person gets angry because he has this extreme love towards love and towards position and wealth. Let us take a break and then we continue right after.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifat al-Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam,
the famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. Just before the break, we were narrating the hadith from the Prophet Isa alayhi salam, and he says the strength of greed and the love of wealth and position, it drives a person to get angry. And that's also an indication to see, am I among those who love this world so much? Am I among those who are greedy? Am I among those who love to have power and position or not? Because all of these are vices to a certain extent. Obviously, within limits, we have no issue. A person needs to be greedy in the sense that he needs to maintain and sustain himself, sure. When it comes to wealth, yes, a person needs money. When it comes to a person seeking position throughout work or whatever, sure, that's all good and well. But when it becomes the obsession itself, when wealth, position, and greed becomes an obsession, that's when it turns into a sin. And these three things will cause a person to get angry and become angry very quickly. So if we take a person and we try to dissect him when he gets angry, we have to put all these ahadith in our mind and see what is going wrong. Which of these does this person, or even me myself, when I get angry, which of these things are causing me to be angry? And I need to work on myself and try to fix it and rectify it and do a reform from my mentality and to my soul. Otherwise, God forbid, I could end up in a road where I don't want to be in. Let us take a short break and we continue right after, inshallah.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Now, up to here, we've mentioned many causes and effects of anger and what it could do to me, to you, and to the people that we love and the people that are around us. So we need to seek solutions. We need to seek medication. We need to fix this problem. We need to diagnose this problem that we have, which is anger. So we said that when we looked at the roots of anger, we said it comes from many things, like jealousy, like hate, love for the world, love for position, ignorance, hastiness, giving a verdict very quickly or making a passing a judgment very quickly, pride, thinking people are less than us, and so many of these things that we've looked at. These are all the roots of anger. So in order for us to eliminate anger from our system, these roots need to be also taken out. They need to be unrooted from our system, from our personality, from our mentality. As long as they remain, we are not going anywhere. So even though the Imam Salamullah Alayhi is talking about one specific vice, which is anger, but in reality, he's trying to say to me, you need to decipher and break the code of anger itself. And you could eliminate so many sins in the process as well. So the Imam Salamullah Alayhi, in the first verse, he talked about greed and anger. These two things, if I could manage to work out my way into fixing them, into trying to cure myself from them, I will be ending up curing myself from so many other diseases that ignite and bring these vices to the outside. And you will see as we continue that most of the vices are actually connected to one another. So we need to unroot them from our system in order for us to have that clean, pure, immaculate heart that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me and you to return to Him with. Because Allah says in the Quran, إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ, except for those who come to Allah with an immaculate, clean, pure heart. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را